All right, ladies, welcome, welcome, welcome to day number 9 for the power of organization. If you have your affirmation in front of you, I would invite you to say it out loud. I believe that when our words are spoken out loud and not just in our head, they create a stronger vibration. And we can literally feel the things that we're saying, and it goes out into the atmosphere and starts to create. So if you have your affirmation, say it aloud with me. Today, I honor what I have been given by keeping it clean and organized. I know where everything is in my home. Everything I own has a home, and I enjoy keeping it that way. Today, I honor what I have been given by keeping it clean and organized. I'm going to repeat that one more time, hopefully clear. Today, I honor what I have been given by keeping it clean and organized. I know where everything is in my home. Everything I own has a home, and I enjoy keeping it that way. Today, I honor what I have been given by keeping it clean and organized. Before I get started, I just want to have everyone just be still. I know we just did our breathing exercise, but I want us to just be still, and I want you to think about being clutter-free and think about what that means. For some of us, being clutter-free is a challenge. Some of us, we can't stand clutter. But if your challenge is clutter and you feel that you're always buying something or you always feel like you don't have enough, I want you to think about, if clutter is an issue for you, I want you to think about your reasoning behind the clutter. Oftentimes, clutter comes from some kind of sadness. A lot of people, if they experience a death in the family, they shop a lot. If we're depressed, if we're sad, a lot of people have the quote-unquote retail therapy, and sometimes that can go overboard, and we become hoarders and start just collecting everything. And so if you do live in a home that is not clean and that's not organized, think about, is that what you saw growing up? And realize and recognize that you can break that habit. When I cleaned homes for a living, these people were very, very wealthy. And the one thing that all of them had in common was that they were very organized. They knew where every single thing was in their house. So think about how much time you spend looking for the same thing every single day, whether it be your car keys, your purse, your wallet. Do you spend so much time in every single day? It's the thing that you need every single day. But do you find yourself looking for that every single day? I want you to envision a smooth day, a day where you prepared the night before and you wake up in the morning, you do your little morning ritual, you get dressed, you put your clothes on that you laid out the night before, you know where your keys, everything is, and you just have a smooth morning. And your children do as well. I want you to think about how awesome that's going to feel if that is where you are, where you want to be. Okay, so open your eyes if you did close your eyes. So for those of you who are taking notes, if you have your journal out, in organizing, I want you to consider three things when you organize. You're going to create three simple piles when considering, when you do go into the room that you're going to designate to start with. You're going to think about what you want to keep, what you want to give away, and what you want to throw away. Those are the three main piles that you want to create in any room, in every single room, in your closets, in your dressers, in your kitchen, in your medicine cabinet. Every single space that you go into this week that you decide to organize, in every single room, you're going to create those three piles. I want you to actually, for actually, it is going to be for tonight's homework, but I'll share it with you now for those of you who are taking notes. I literally want you to write down every single room that you have in your home, your closets, your linen closets, your bathrooms, your kitchen cabinets. Now, this may sound like it's a lot of work. Like, really, Angel, you want me to write down every single room I have in my home? Yes, I really do. This is the work, guys. This is the soul work that it takes in order to be this uncommon woman that I'm trying to deposit into each and every one of you and into your lives. So write out this list. Create a list of everything that you have in your home or every room that you have in your home. And you want to write, just start from 1 to 15, whatever, how many rooms you have. And you want to mark next to them which ones you're going to start with first. Like I said the other night, when we think about something in its totality, we get overwhelmed. So when you break it down like this, it makes it so much more manageable, so much more doable. And then you get excited to do it because you have it written down and you're checking it off as you go along, and it's going to keep you motivated to continue to do that. So write down all the rooms that you have in your home and number them where you're going to start at this week. So after you do that, after you write down all the rooms that you have, go into that room and just stand in there and get everything, take everything off of the shelves. Say you're starting in your bedroom. Everything that's in your room, that's on your floor, put it on your bed, everything. Put everything on your bed. And you want to, and this is, you do this in each and every single room. So when you're in the kitchen, put everything on your kitchen table. All your canned goods, everything from the refrigerator, everything. And when you're in your kitchen, also go through your canned goods, go through your the things that you have in your refrigerator and check the expiration dates. Oftentimes we've got seasoned stuff that's been in there that our mother gave us when we first got the house and, you know, whatever. So make sure that the things that you have in your house are still up to date. So you want to make sure that the and your medicine cabinet as well. So whatever room you go into, whether you want to place it on the floor or the biggest piece of furniture that's in that room, take everything out and put it on that piece of furniture or on the floor. Then as you're standing there and you're looking at all this stuff, you've got deodorant, you've got makeup, you've got scissors, you've got pens and mail, all this stuff is sitting there. Then you want to create like piles. So if you've got all this mail, you want to put all the mail in one pile. If you've got a whole bunch of pens, you want to put all the pens in one pile. If you've got all your clothes, put those in one pile. Your shoes, all your little knickknacks, you want to put like items together. Once you get those like items together, then you want to think about how can you house those like items, whether you get those clear bins that you can label to put things in, or baskets or tubs. Also, another thing that I really enjoy putting things in my bathroom are these, they're just little silver-colored plates that I get from the dollar store. They're so cute. They look like serving trays, and I actually believe that that's what they are. They're serving trays. They come in like squares and circles, and I just, in my bathroom, I put all my like items, my lipsticks, my my brushes, all the things that I need, and they're housed on this plate, so everything looks orderly, and you can just go reach for exactly what it is that you are that you're looking for. So after you place all your like items together, then you want to house those items together. And make sure that you are creating one home for everything in your house. And what I mean by that is that if you have scissors, and say you've got scissors in your bedroom, you've got scissors in the living room, scissors in your basement, you want to house that can or that jar of scissors in one place in your home. Don't have three separate homes for three different things in your home. I often think about going into like a business. When you go into like Walmart or Target or a big box store like that, and you think about their storage room, everything is housed together. That's why they can easily access everything in the store, and the store can run smooth. That's the same exact system that you want to place in your home. So the next thing, after you create your bins and you create your like items, go on Pinterest. Go on Pinterest to get some ideas, or wherever you find your Instagram, Facebook, if you follow somebody that's a organizer, make sure. And I actually think that we had someone, I know we had someone on the call before or the other night that is an organizer. So at the end, if you want to say your name, if you're on the call tonight, and let everybody know your Instagram, and then we can follow you because she's an organizer. So so go on Pinterest and get some inspiration of how to put those things back into place. I love Pinterest for inspiration when I'm deciding to do something different in my home. So I'm just going to repeat that briefly. You want to place everything on the biggest piece of furniture or on the floor in each room. You want to get all your like items together and put them together. You want to, once you get the like items together, then you want to find a home for them, whether in bins or baskets or tubs, excuse me. Then after you get your like items together, go on Pinterest, get some inspiration, and see how you can place those things in your home that looks clean, clutter-free, and orderly. And then the last and final thing is get to work. Start putting everything back and enjoy the process. Enjoy the process of that. Now, like I said, I'm giving you guys some how-to, and then I'm going to give you some inspiration. I'm trying to go as quickly as I possibly can. Okay, so once you get everything organized, then you want to go in and clean. This is my favorite part. I like the organizing, but I also love to clean as well. I love to start with something that's dirty, and just a couple minutes later, it's totally transformed. So when you clean each room in your house, you literally once, a lot of people will go into a room and just start dusting off their dresser or start dusting off the TV and totally forget about the ceilings and the ceiling fans and all the fixtures that are above. You always want to, when you're cleaning, you always want to start from the top to the bottom. So all that, the dust that's coming from the cobwebs and the dust that's coming off of your walls, all that stuff can fall onto your dresser. Then you can dust that off of your dresser onto the floor. So you want to always make sure that you start from the top to the bottom. And you want to make sure you get things such as windowsills, your windows, your accessories that you have hanging or laying on your dresser or your coffee table or wherever, the pictures that are hanging on your wall, your baseboards. I mentioned the corners of your room, the corners where the cobwebs convene. And also the door frames, above your door frame. A lot of times people miss out on that and they get so much dust up there. You want to make sure you focus on your doorknobs, cleaning off your doorknobs. It carries so much germs. So when you do your doorknobs, you also want to make sure that you're getting around approximately 6 inches around that, because a lot of times we just grab the door. So then there's handprints on the doors as well. And then you want to go through and you want to spot clean your walls. Make sure that your walls are clear of crayons or whatever. If we've got little ones that are still in that stage where they pick something up and it writes, it's going on the wall. So you want to make sure that you dust everything with whatever cleaning product that you see fit using. Dust everything. And as far as vacuuming, make sure you take all of your cushions off of your couch. We just had a lady a couple minutes ago who she found some money in her couch. Do this often. When people sit down, there's always some change coming out of somebody's pocket. So make sure that you're taking the cushions off. You're actually moving the couch from the space that it's in and get underneath of these big household pieces of furniture that typically just sit there for years and years and years, and we never even move them. You want to make sure you clean out your fireplace if you have one, getting all the ashes and stuff out of there, and cleaning your floors accordingly, right? If you have carpet or hardwood floor, make sure that you're using the appropriate solution for that for the floor that you're going to clean up. Guys, this can be something that does not have to be a daunting task. And this is actually one of the ways that I continue to stay toned. I'll give you guys another tip on how I stay fit. When I clean my house, I clean my house in high heels. So when I'm cleaning my house in high heels, when I'm vacuuming or when I'm dusting or bending over, I'm constantly squatting. I never just bend over to pick something up. I squat. I make everything a workout. Every movement for me is a workout because, like I mentioned last night, working out is not my favorite activity. I do it because it's necessary, but I also get it in whenever I can, whenever I'm cleaning as well. So I clean my house in heels, and it just makes you feel good and sexy, and ooh, it's just fun. So now I'm going to give you guys a couple points just for some organization inspiration. So if you're taking notes, write this down. And like I said, once you get this down, once you really go through and do a clean sweep, everything becomes easier because then at that point you're just managing everything. So the first inspirational point that I have for you is one of my favorite scriptures, and it's Luke 14:28, and it simply says, don't begin something until you sit down and count up the cost to see if you have enough, for who would begin construction of building without first calculating the cost to see if there is enough to finish it, which means sit down and think about during your meditation time, your home, if it's not clean and it's not organized, how has it cost you? Your time is valuable. Your time is the only thing that you have. How is it costing you? What is it costing you to live in a cluttered space? So think about, what is it costing you? Count up the cost. That can be something that comes to your remembrance when you don't feel like cleaning tonight, or you don't feel like doing the dishes or putting the dishes away or folding up the laundry. Think about, what is it costing you? That's one less thing that you can do. Get it off of your mind and move on with your day. So think about, what is it costing you to not be organized? The second thing is to rearrange your home often. Now, this just may be for me, and I'll accept that if it is. But ever since I was a little girl, I would rearrange my bedroom at least 3 to 4 times, like in a month. Now, I don't do it that often in my home, maybe not that much, but I still do it pretty often, maybe about 2 times a month now. I'll completely rearrange a room in my home. And I don't know if that has to do with me working from home and I constantly see it, but whenever I do it, it shifts my energy. It gives me a different focus, and it makes things feel brand new. I love that feeling. I like new stuff just like the next person, but we don't always have to go out and purchase something new. We can shake things up in our house and create a new atmosphere while doing so. The next thing is, if you are not living in your dream home or your ultimate destination home, act as if you are. Act as if you already are living in that home, and keep it clean and organized as if this is your dream home. This is exactly what we did for years when we lived in the apartment before we moved into this home. The apartment that we lived in, it was okay. It was older, so the appliances were older. The bathroom was older. It wasn't clean and crisp. And so when I would clean it, I would pretend as if I am cleaning the home of my dreams, and I acted like I was already there. And I promise you, I know without a shadow of a doubt that is one of the tools that my husband and I used to move into the home that we live in now, because we acted as if that we were already there. So while you're cleaning, if you're living in a home that is not your final destination, pretend that it is your final destination, and it'll give you a new perspective and a new spin on wanting to keep it clean and organized. The next point is to never let your home get more than 20 minutes to an hour of cleanup time. And what I mean by that is, a lot of us have little ones at home, so we've got toys laying around, or, you come home from work and you throw your keys down, your shoes or whatever. And then say you get a phone call from a friend and she says, I'm right down the street from your house. Can I stop over? And we don't want people coming into our house when it looks a hot mess. So make sure that you don't let it go for so long to where you don't even want anybody to come over to your house anymore because it's just too much of a hassle to get it clean. So make sure you keep it within 20 minutes to an hour of cleaning time so you can swiftly get things in order. The next point is when you're out and about, always keep an eye out for cute organization solutions. I am always looking for something cute, some little box or trinket that I can keep something in my house to help organize. And I'm constantly organizing, and my home is really, really organized. But even still, I'm always still trying to figure out ways, how can I increase this? How can I make it better? How can I create a better system for my home and for my family? The next thing is to buy smell goods, smellies, candles, and plug-ins to keep your home smelling good and feeling good and inviting. When your house is clean and clutter-free and it smells good, people don't want to leave. People want to stay there and enjoy your space with you. But when somebody's home is cluttered, we're like looking at our watch like, okay, I'm ready to go. But if your house is clean and inviting, people will want to stay. So make sure it smells good too. And the last and final point is to remember, oh, I'm so sorry. That is not the last and final point. I'm so sorry. The next tip, it is to, when you're in your car, and this also goes into your car, so you want to organize your car and clean out your car too. But the way that I keep my car clean is every time, like when I go to Dunkin' Donuts in the morning and then if I have somewhere else to go, I'll take the trash that I had from Dunkin' Donuts and I'll throw it in the trash can of the next store that I'm going into. I never let that trash just sit. So collect things. This is a process and you have to maintain it. So make sure you're constantly keeping things clean and constantly keeping things organized. So every time you get out of your car, if there's trash in there, make sure you grab it. There's a public trash can somewhere in the vicinity. So make sure you do that. The next tip is one of my favorite things to do, and I love it so much because this was not always the case for me, is to empty out your purse every single day when you come home. The only thing that I keep in my purse is my wallet, my makeup bag, and a mentor of mine years ago said to always carry at least two things, two books with you, one that you're reading and one that you're writing. So in my purse at all times, I have my wallet, my makeup bag, and the book that I'm writing and the book that I'm reading. So that's the only thing that I have in my purse. So when I come home, I take everything out and I put it in a basket in my bedroom because I know 9 times out of 10, the very next day, I'm probably not going to use the same purse. So what I do is when I do have my next purse for the next day, the basket is already prepared with everything that I need for my purse, and I just put it in there. So even go through all of your purses that you have in your closet and clean all that stuff out. The next point is to make your bed at least 6 days a week. Now, I used to make my bed every single day. My sister turned me on to this a long time ago. This is way before I like to even clean my house and keep everything clean. But she said, Angel, at least keep your bed made. Because if your bed is made, it's the biggest piece of furniture in your home, and at least the biggest piece of furniture in your bedroom is made, so it doesn't make everything else look so bad. So I used to do it every single day until I heard Oprah Winfrey say that she makes her bed 6 days a week, and she takes one day off and just lets the covers just be all over the place wherever they land. So I used to do it 7 days a week until I heard Oprah say she eliminates one day. So make your bed at least 6 days a week. The next point that I have for you is to continue to put everything back in its place. This may be a struggle in the beginning. It was for me. But I promise you, if you continue with this habit, eventually you won't feel comfortable until everything is back in its place. I promise you, if you keep up with this, And not just with keeping your house clean. This goes with everything, with talking positive, with thinking positive. In the beginning, it's going to be a lot of work. I'm not going to lie to you. It's going to be a lot of diligent work until you form a habit, and then things will ease off of you. You won't have to be so conscious of it because it will be second nature to you. So make sure that you're conscious of putting everything back. And the next point is to, in your calendar, in your year-to-date calendar, write down at least 4 times a year that you're going to do this. I just did this the other day. I go through my home at least 4 times a year when the seasons change. That's the time that I choose to do it because I think there's something so powerful when the seasons change and we change along with the seasons. I just feel it. I love doing it. I love being a part of the seasons when it changes. So I have down on my calendar 4 times a year where my whole entire family goes through everything and we're making those piles, things that we want to throw away, things that we want to give away, and the things that we want to keep. And now the last and final point is to always remember that cleanliness is next to godliness. We all know on a deeper level, we've all experienced being in a clean and clutter-free space, and we know that we feel better. It's just getting over the hump of getting up and actually doing it. And when you do this, like I said, you're going to feel so much better. You're going to get so much more ideas, so much more clarity is going to come to you. There's so much power in being organized. So the last and final tip was to remember that cleanliness is next to godliness. That is what I have for you ladies on tonight. Your homework assignment for tonight is to write down the 5 things that you are grateful for, and your homework assignment is to make the list of all the rooms that you have in your home, and I want you to number them from 1 to whatever number it goes up to in order of which ones you're going to start with first. Excuse me. And then I want you to actually this week, this is for the women that are serious. I'm talking about you ready to make some changes. You're ready to see the changes in your life. You're tired of praying about it. You're tired of talking about it. You're tired of watching everybody else live their dreams. This is for you. I want you to every single day pick something off of that list and get it done. And get it done so you can get your house to a place that now you're just managing all the stuff that you decided to keep and the stuff that you decided to put away. So, ladies, that's what I have for you on tonight. I'm going to open up just for a brief moment. If anybody has anything that they want to share, I will be available. Give me 1 second. All right, ladies, the call is unmuted. Does anybody have any questions or comments before we end on tonight?
How do you, Angel?
Yeah.
How do
Angel,
you,
can you
make a decision on how to let go? You know, that pile of keep, give away, throw away, it's so hard for me to keep that pile separated, because sometimes I can see it. I can see something in that throwaway or giveaway pile that I'll take back and throw it in the keepaway pile, and then it ends up being nothing in those other 2 piles.
You said, and then it ends up being what?
Nothing in those other 2 piles. Everything is keep.
Make a decision, like, do you really, really, really want it? Like, would it, like, go back to the first point that I said, what is it costing you? If it's not costing you a lot and you have the space for it and it's something you really don't want to give away, then keep it. But you always go back to, what is it costing you?
Yeah. Yeah.
And is it time for it to go? Is it? Maybe it's not time. Maybe that's why you still feel attached to it or pulled to it. But just really make that decision so you can move on. You good?
Yeah, thanks.
Okay, good.
Angel?
Yes, yes.
Hi, this is Time to Organize, Abike.
Yes, hey! Awesome, I'm so glad you were on the call.
So I wanted to share 2 points with the lady. So when you first talked about when you go into the room and you put everything on the floor, on the table, I would say follow your eyes. Wherever your eyes land first, that's the area that you want to focus on. And then you want to get a timer. So whatever your magic number is that you can focus on that, whether it's 15, 30, or 45 minutes. Use that timer, follow your eyes, and then go from there. And then commit to 2 or 3 days until you get that area done. Once you start and finish, then move on to the next until that room is exactly how you want it to look.
Awesome. Awesome. Tell me your Instagram name again.
Sure. Instagram is T-Y-M-E, the number 2, and then organize. Time to organize.
Time to organize. Awesome. Awesome, ladies. So if you guys heard that, please follow her, and I'm also going to make a post about it as well. Thank you so – and tell me your name again.
Sure, Abike, A-B-I-K-E.
Abike.
Okay. Welcome to Verizon Wireless. The wireless customer you called is not available at this time. Please try your call again later. Announcement 1, switch 119-2.
Okay, that's interesting. Do you guys hear that recording as well? All right, ladies. Well, did anybody else have any more questions?
Please try your call again later. Announcement 1, switch 119.
Can somebody press star 6 that call is coming through? Okay. Anybody have any more questions?
No.
All right, ladies. Well, thank you, ladies, for showing up on a Sunday night. Please go enjoy your family, enjoy your homework assignment, enjoy your life, and I will see you guys same time, same place tomorrow. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
For more information about Angel Richardson and her life-changing products, visit Angel online at www.angelrichardson.com or call 1-866-920-7020.